Hi, I am Elias Kim. I was born aboard the Last Frontier, the ship that carried our last generations across the stars. My mother was a psychologist. My father was a chaplain. They were the kind of people who held the ship together during long years of close quarters, the ones who could soothe a fight or comfort a frightened child with nothing but a gentle voice. When I was 8, their bodies were found in a sealed corridor near the memorial area. Jiahaya called it a containment malfunction. Everyone else called it a mystery. Either way, I lost my parents in the quietest, most confusing way possible. One moment there was warmth, the next only the echo ever followed. After that, the adoption quota program placed me with a couple from administrative services. My foster mother was kind. My foster father, precise, order, meant everything to him. I learned quickly that affection wasn't guaranteed, that you had to earn every smile. I studied people the way some kids studied math. I learned to say what others wanted to hear. I learned to adjust my voice, my posture, my presence, all to avoid disappointing a man who barely noticed I was there. By the time I was a teenager, my stutter was gone, replaced by a talent for reading the room before I even walked into it. I could sense tension, like a shift in the air. I could feel when a lie was coming before the speaker knew it themselves. Survival taught me charisma long before I understood what charisma meant. After the crash onto BOI-700D, my foster father moved to Morningstar without saying goodbye. I told myself it didn't matter, but we both know what kind of wound silence can leave. I drifted between the new camps, trading charm for food, jokes for favors, and stories for shelter. Somewhere along the way, I learned Hunga, the language of the tribes, and discovered that I could slip between cultures just as easily as I slipped between conversations. Eventually, I found my way to Firetown, a place where everyone is running toward or away from something. My gift for Fiso, Wadis. It's a dangerous kind of love, Frostpunked. One part skill, two parts self-deception. Ezra Scherkenstein met me in a Frostpunked den and offered me work for the Office for Special Operations. She said I had the kind of face that could get answers without showing a badge. Since then, I've translated arguments before they become fights, talked frightened witnesses into cooperation, and slipped into taverns where officials don't dare show their face. People say I'm an entrepreneur without a company, and maybe that's true. I'm always dreaming up ventures that never leave the notebook. But what I really chase is connection, the kind that feels honest, even if it's only for a moment. Take over my role if you want to experience the world through conversation. Instead of force, take my role if you trust charm more than muscle, and wit more than weapons. Stove into my shoes if you enjoy reading people like maps, the smile that hides fear. This smile that hides a secret. I'm nigh. Take over if you're not afraid of risk. If you understand that sometimes a gamble is the only path to progress. Livike is me if you want to walk into a room and feel every emotion hanging in the air before a single word is spoken. If you want to turn danger into dialogue. If you believe that chaos can be shaped. And remember, the dice don't decide who you are. They only decide how honest you are about what you want.